Money Mondays with Melody Hopson. Melody is president of Arrow Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, Melody is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and the Tom Joyner Morning Show every Monday morning. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
Yes, tough morning. Tough. Okay, so today you're talking about open enrollment and the for Obamacare, and what does that really mean?
Okay, so this is time to enroll for the Affordable Care Act. So that's the government health insurance. The open enrollment period means you've got to go and get your insurance. It ends in 2 weeks on February 15th. So that's why I wanted to talk about it today. We're down to the last 2 weeks to enroll, and if you don't do it, you have to wait until November when the enrollment period starts again. So this is when you get your public health insurance. Now, last year, 15 million people who didn't have coverage had coverage as a result of Obamacare, and the uninsured rate dropped from 18% to 14%. But that means 30.
Isn't that a good thing? Why people?
That's fantastic. But 30 million Americans still aren't covered. 30 million. So this is why it's important to talk about this issue right now.
So what do the Republicans, why don't they like this? Why are they trying to do away with this if it's such a good thing?
A lot of people have been concerned about the cost. And remember last year there was the confusion over the website and it was really hard to enroll. Well, the good thing is a lot of that, especially the website piece, that has all been worked out. And so if you try to enroll this year, all of the indicators show it's a much, much smoother process. And so that's something that's very, very good. But there was a sense of confusion. Would it, you know, be costly to America? You know, all of these things. And it's working out really, really well.
What about people who say that it costs them less to not sign up and pay the tax?
Fine. Yeah. Well, the thing is, the fine will continue to go up. So right now, if you don't enroll in 2014, the fine is $95 per adult. In 2014, it was $95 for adults and $47.50 per child, up to $285 per family. So that was one way, or 1% of your household income, okay? Now, this year, you get charged $325 per adult and $162.50 per child, up to $975 per family, or 2% of your household income, whichever is greater. So the thing is, it's becoming more expensive, which hopefully will induce people to sign up. Because now it's not a negligible amount of money, and this hits you right on your taxes.
Ooh, yeah.
So okay. This is super important. Now, signing up, the good thing is you go to healthcare.gov, or you can go to your state health insurance marketplace. That's also an option. And so the good thing is you enter basic information. You can compare coverage, find a plan you like, and then enroll. And the good thing now also, I told you the sites are much easier and simpler, and they do have context there that you can call for assistance if you have questions. If you enrolled last year, you will automatically be re-enrolled through passive enrollment this year. But I still think it's a good practice to go and check and make sure you still want the same coverage. And if you enrolled last year and got subsidies, you especially want to go back and make sure you look at that information again to make sure you get the correct amount of subsidies. Because if it's wrong, you'll repay it when you file your taxes the following year.
Ooh. I just don't understand why the Republicans say this is the worst thing that ever happened to America.
Well, if you look at...
I don't understand that.
If you look at the facts, you know, one of the major causes of bankruptcy in our country is people who don't have health care. So that's the reason that, you know, I'm not an insurance person or a doctor, but this is something that is tied to your financial health just as it is tied to your physical health. And so this is something that is very, very important and tends to be very good for a person overall.
All right. And the deadline is February?
February 15th. So we've got 2 more weeks, so people have plenty of time to sit down and get this done.
All right. More about it on blackamericaweb.com. Melody Hopson, Money Mondays.